Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I want to talk about finding serenity amidst the storm. And this is a listener question and answer. And before I get started, I want to suggest that you send a question in. Maybe you can state your question and give me a little background information that I could read on the show and I could answer it, helping not only you, but other people listening. Even if they don't have the same challenge or concern or question, the answer and the question really helps other people. This is what we find in our group. We don't all have to have the exact same issue. We very much are learning from each other. So send me your questions, anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com, or you can do it through the website on the contact page. Okay, let's jump into our question. Our listener says, "Hey Gina, hope you are good and sound. Now my email might be big, but I think from my story, many viewers can relate to, and hopefully I can get some answers too. So here it goes. I went into a relationship, which I can say was a bit toxic. In its second part, which lasted for 1.5 years, and we broke up in April 2022. Now I felt I was moving on, doing better, but there was a stress of getting a job as I was still in college. I was under immense stress. Then around 15th of December 2022, I had this full-blown panic attack at night. I immediately went to my family doctor, and he, after checking me, said it's anxiety. He put me on an SSRI. And I am not mentioning the names of the drugs here. I'm just going to state the class of drug so that it's less confusing. So he put me on an SSRI and a sedative that can treat anxiety and panic disorder. And that drug class is benzodiazepine at a certain dose, which she took for around 3 months. Now, at the end of February, one of my sisters was diagnosed with a disease, and it came as a shocker to our family. All this kept on going through 2023. I was under constant stress and again came on meds in July and again went cold turkey in October. Again, faced withdrawals, but I kept on going and symptoms kept decreasing. And believe me, I was yet not familiar with Claire Weeks. Now, on December 5th of 2023, my sis, who was diagnosed with the disease, called me and told me doctors have said she had 3 months left. It came like a thunder on me, and around midnight, I had the worst panic attack where I felt like having a heart attack and stroke together. I immediately went to the ER and they checked everything and just said it's anxiety and consult a therapist. The therapist I went to kept me on the benzodiazepine and asked me to take it for 2 months. After a month, I again had a panic attack, and my family doctor put me on a sedative that can treat anxiety and a panic disorder, and the drug class is benzodiazepine. Again, and the doctor said to leave it after 20 days. It's the 12th day today. Now, I know Claire Weeks, and I am following her works, and it's helping me. But I think the benzodiazepine is giving me rebound anxiety. What should I do next? Is the way my GP is saying to taper the benzodiazepine good, or should I go back to the therapist? Hope I will get some insights and others will too through your podcast if you will share my story on your channel. Wish you a good day. I want to thank our listeners so much for taking the time to tap that all out to me and everyone who is listening. And I am happy to answer. I feel for you, first off, and I know you have so much on your plate, as happens to us at different points in our life. So, here we go. I do have an answer for you, and I appreciate all of the detail that you gave, because without knowing that you were on SSRIs and benzodiazepines and going on and off, going cold turkey, all of those things are important because they add to your stress load, especially when you are switching on and off. So let me get to my answer. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. First off, I want to tell everyone, I can't, of course, suggest medication changes as I'm not a physician, and that's not what we do here. The best course of action with any medications is to contact the prescribing physician first, start there, and report all symptoms related to the drug taper or discontinuation. And so I want to start off by telling you what it is that we know about benzodiazepines. They are known as benzos, right? And are a class of depressant drugs whose core chemical structure is chemically the benzene ring and a diazepine ring. And they are prescribed to treat conditions such as anxiety disorders, insomnia, and seizures. Now that's from Wikipedia, because I am not a doctor and I am not telling you about these medications. But I do want to say, physiological dependence on benzodiazepines is often accompanied by a withdrawal syndrome, which is characterized by sleep disturbance, irritability, increased tension and stress, and anxiety, and panic attacks. You can have a hand tremor, sweating, difficulty in concentration, dry heaving and nausea, weight loss, palpitations, headache, muscular pain, joint pain, and stiffness. Those are just some of the changes that can happen in you when you are changing from the benzodiazepine, whether you are going off it with a taper or cold turkey. And obviously cold turkey would give you more severe and probably more in number of problems and symptoms and sensations. But we just want to be aware that it is important that we get back to our prescribing physician and report these things so that the withdrawal can be handled, knowing that you are having discontinuation symptoms and sensations. So the withdrawal from a normal dosage benzodiazepine treatment can result in a number of those symptomatic patterns. And the most common is, as our listener question asker reported, short-lived rebound anxiety. Right on. You knew, you were wondering, and that's exactly what it is. And you get insomnia with that, and that can happen for, you know, 1 to 4 days of the discontinuation, or it can go on longer, depending on the half-life of the particular drug. Now, the second pattern is the full-blown withdrawal syndrome, which lasts 10 to 14 days or longer. And finally, a third pattern may represent the return of anxiety symptoms, which then persist until some form of treatment is instituted. And I think it is important that you all know this, because otherwise, if you go on a benzodiazepine and then go off of it, you think that when you go off of it, what you need is the drug to feel right. You don't realize that it's actually the drug that caused the problem, so that when you go off of it, you are not just feeling a little bit bad, you could be feeling tremendously off keel. It all depends on the drug, your own constitution, how long you were on it. That's why you need to talk to your prescribing physician. They were the ones that prescribed it. This is where I feel they need to be really taking responsibility for the patients that they put on these, even when they mean it for only short term, because they need to help this very same patient come off of it without causing them more distress and more problems, putting them right back in anxiety that was as bad or worse. It's important that there be an understanding when you go on these. And I think if everybody went back to their prescribing physician with their complaints, with their issues, the doctors might be able to get the message that, oh, people are having a really hard time getting off of these, but often people don't go back and complain. They white knuckle it and they have horrible distress. I am curious about the therapist keeping you, my listener, on the benzodiazepine, and I would suggest you let your prescribing physician know about your symptoms of increased anxiety. If the therapist was helpful with the stress and strain of your life, and you feel there is good growth from what you were doing in therapy sessions, then yes, definitely return. Remember that the length of time that any of the drugs in the benzodiazepine class should be taken is for a very short-term use. So the fact that you were on and off of them, and I don't know exactly the length of times that you were on them, but it's important that both your therapist and your physician know where you're at with that. But if you were doing some good work in therapy and you were learning some skills that you can take forward with you as you come off of these medications, that would be wonderful and a tremendous help for you. Because I know it's wonderful to have a therapist, especially if you are seeing them in person. It's wonderful for you to have that kind of a connection when you are trying to heal, and especially when you are not feeling well in your healing journey. Now, I did have some things underlined here that I thought I would get back to, but I think I answered your question. What should you do next? Yes, check in with that therapist, talk to your doctor again, and continue doing your own work. The reality is, no one knows us the way that we know ourselves. Doesn't matter how long you've been in therapy, how long you've had this particular doctor, they don't know you the way that you know yourself. And I think that if you can pay attention to the inklings of your gut, when you're feeling like, I really feel like I should move in this direction, pay attention to that. And one of the best ways to unpack the feelings and the intuitions that we are getting is to write them down. Now, I know when I say to journal it, some people get freaked out by the word journaling. It doesn't have to be that formal. You can write it down. You can use an online journal. You can use your paper journal. You can write it on the back of a napkin and stuff it in your purse and read it another time. What I want you to do is to actually get your intuitions and your thoughts and feelings out on paper or the computer or your phone where you can read it, where you can see the words you wrote down to yourself. There are some real truths that come out that way that we don't pay attention to them in our head. We kind of gloss over them or we skip it altogether. We don't even have cognition of the intuition. We kind of just gloss over it. But if you take the time to feel it and write it down, you are paying attention to it and you can actually work with that. So that's what I think you should do next, is to do your own health and healing workshop for yourself. Put down on paper what your plan can be. Start small. I'm so happy to hear that you are following Claire Weeks's work, and that is a beautiful place to start. And write down what you are doing from her suggestions or the things we talk about here on ACP, and write them down and make sure you are following them. Give it your full attention. It will save you so much time and effort and energy in the long run if you now spend time and energy with your self-healing. Like I said, nobody knows you like you do. And I think you sound like a smart one and that you are paying good attention to what your mind and body need. And my heart goes out to you with the struggles that you are having. I hope you were able to find a job. I hope that school is going well. I hope for healing and peace and ease for your sister and your family. And just know that we are here for you. If you have more questions and you want to send them in, if you want to leave us comments on YouTube or write to us on the website, that's wonderful. Please do. And if you want more, you can join our group. It's really wonderful. I want you to understand that you are not alone. Your question, the things that you mentioned about the medications, that's very common. I answer that with clients all the time. Often people don't want to talk about it publicly and they save it for talking to me one-on-one, but this is common. And I also know that people get beyond it. You're not going to always feel like this. This discontinuation syndrome from getting off of these benzos goes away if you hang in there. And I want you to be patient with yourself. You sound like a wonderful person, and that I wish the best for you, and know that we are here for you. Again, if anyone out there else has a question, please feel free to send me an email, anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com, or go to the website and fill out the question on the contact form. I'll see you all in a few more days. And now for today's quote. The only way out is through. And that's from Robert Frost. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.